This is Paul Catalina's College Football Focus.
Here's Judy, and he's able to break a tackle, and he's heading in. Touchdown, Alabama.
Our College Football Focus, what else? LSU and Alabama, and we talk Bama now. Ryan Fowler, Tide 102.9 FM. Ryan, first off, I guess the big question is Tua going to play?
Yeah, I mean, I think the question is yes, or the answer is yes. And when you look at Tua Tagovailoa, he had the tightrope procedure. He's in that window right now of just trying to heal back up. Will he be 100%? Probably not. But I don't know if any player going into the month of November, when you play the, you know, the physicality of this league or in any college football, it's a, you know, you're not going to be 100%. I mean, and I think that's the true issue. But I'll take a Tua at 80 than I will for most players at 100. And I think that's where Alabama's really got the advantage. I know Joe Burrow's had a great season, but I've watched this young man do it in big games. And, you know, we've watched Joe Burrow go to Texas, play there well. I'm not really buying everything that Texas is doing there. I mean, let them do what they've got to do. Florida looks like last week just not a good team against Georgia. And then you got to buy Auburn, and Auburn's offense is really, really struggling. That Auburn offense put up 20 points against LSU. I think Alabama is a pretty comfortable game, but this is going to be – it's going to be awesome. It's going to be incredible to see these two teams, these two heavyweights go toe-to-toe.
If Tua is significantly limited, how confident are they in Jones coming in to take over and win the game?
Well, I think it's it would really become a very difficult thing if Mac Jones had to be the guy that would try to beat LSU. Now, when you look back at the game against Arkansas, I thought he had a great game. I thought he did everything that they asked him to do. They made things to fit his strengths. And I think Alabama's always done that. They try to minimize your weaknesses, disguise those, and maximize your strengths, which is all coordinators. That, you know, I remember a quarterback a couple of years ago that was very good at throwing a bubble screen, but he really wasn't good at throwing anything else. And that's what they just designed a game plan. And they went out and set an SEC passing record with Amari Cooper. And it was a backup running back who they had to move to quarterback because they didn't have anybody there to sort of set that role and, you know, battle in that quarterback spot. So they like to do that. I don't think I would be very confident that Alabama could win the game with Mac Jones.
Do you think that this game will come down to a whether it's a gigantic momentum shift on one way or the other, or maybe a play that the defense or the special teams from one team makes to swing the advantage in their favor?
I guess it could, you know, it could come down to a pick six. I mean, let's go back to Santa Clara. That pick six that Tua threw early in that game, that really set the tone of that game. I mean, it was a horrible throw. He misread it, and, you know, it seemed like the defensive back sort of teased him right into it. It was a pick six. Because you got to look at LSU's offense, and you got to say, okay, they're going to score this many points. They've got an explosive offense, okay? So you've got to look at it, and you've got to be able to say, hey, we're not going to give them any free possessions. And if you give them free possessions or free points, then you're really setting yourself at a big disadvantage. But I think they'll take Tua and understand, listen, hey, he's not 100%. Let's give him things that, you know, early reads. I mean, just getting the ball out, saying, okay, hey, we're not going to take a hit on our quarterback, and we're going to design this where, you know, we have a chance to really, you know, execute our game plan. And I think that's what they'll do. And I think the part of we're missing, you know, the world's sitting here going, it's going to be a shootout. It's going to be a shootout. I don't know if it is going to be a shootout. I've watched Nick Saban maneuver this thing for 13 years here in Tuscaloosa when it's what we, you know, we think we know what is going to happen. A lot of times it doesn't always happen. And so I almost wonder if he'll play a little pound football because he's got a big offensive line. I mean, these guys are like 330 across the front, and they're powerful. Probably his most powerful offensive line with just physical raw strength. Now, they've been better offensive line. I thought 2012 had all those five NFL guys. But that may be what they try to do. Because think about running the football. In this current clock that we have in the game, you can really significantly take some time off the clock if you're able to run the football. I think they think that they can run it against LSU. LSU does not have that typical defensive line that we have kind of come to expect. They're not as good in the trenches as they've been. And I think that's where Alabama has the big favorite here. I mean, wide receivers, Alabama's got some great wide receivers. They've got a great quarterback. They've got great wide receivers. The running back, like their star running back's 5'7", 203, 204. You know, if it gets in one of those types of games, I don't know if, you know, if they can go blow for blow if it's one of those, you know, mano a mano.
So is the key really for Alabama, don't give Joe Burrow the ball any more than you have to?
Sure. Keep him on the sidelines. I mean, that's what great defensive the best defense is the one that's sitting on the sidelines, right? I mean, that's, you know, give him to, you know, to sit over there and go, hey, to be able to, you know, let him sit on the sidelines and sit there and watch to, you know, go toe-to-toe. I think that's the best way to stop him. I mean, he's explosive. He's got wide receivers. He's got an offensive line. And really what really adds him to it is it's how about Joe Brady, a very creative play caller that has really done some great things with that LSU offense. You got to keep those guys off the field. If you can cut that down, let's say that you can run the football and, you know, maybe you can find a way to counter the possessions where, you know, you have nine and they have seven, or they have six and you have eight, or whatever. You can find a way to get that advantage. I think it's huge. And I think that's the type of games. When you look at big games, if you can stop the run and you can slow down and really make that something that they're not a one-dimensional team, but if you can slow down the run. And this is what I know, that this probably wouldn't work out in the Big 12 where you guys score, you know, 70, 80 points, 90 points. But you force teams to kind of take it on the chin and bust them in the mouth. To me, that's when Alabama's at its best. I mean, they've ran their way to championships before. And I look at Nick Saban's tendencies. And everything's talking about air it out, air it out, air it out. I don't know if that's what it's going to truly be.
Ryan Fowler, Tide 102.9 FM, here with us on our College Football Focus, giving us the Bama perspective on LSU-Alabama here on ESPN Central Texas.